And here is Chef Mike.
One of our favorite people in the whole wide world.
He is executive chef for Levy Restaurants. He's here at the United Center. He's also going to be at Guaranteed Rate Field this summer as well, because he's the executive chef for that as well. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit. But let's get a little bit of business out of the way here.
Sure.
Congratulations on, he's a gigantic Philadelphia fan because he grew up in southeast Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. So we talked about your Eagles winning and how crazy you were about that. Now you got Villanova in the Final Four.
Yeah.
Now, before you get all too excited about that, remember, there's a little team from Chicago in the Final Four, too, you might notice. Now,
We are a Catholic school, too.
Yes,
so we have God on our side, too.
There's Father. They say the New York Times had an article today about Father Rob is Villanova's answer to Sister Jean. So they've got some prayers in their corner.
I do not know Father Rob, but giddy up, whatever helps.
All I'm going to say is that if Michigan or Kansas win, then it's...
Michigan and
you're right.
The other
four. He got it right. Yeah, he got it right. Yeah, we're going to go the other way.
So you have Villanova winning it all, I assume.
Yes.
Chef Mike. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do too in the pool.
Very passionate about Villanova basketball.
I had
fond
Xavier winning the whole thing.
How'd that work out?
You should have called me. I'd have told you not to do
that.
Yeah,
that didn't work out really for me. I had a lot of things. We had Virginia in the Final Four. I had Xavier winning the whole thing. It wasn't good.
Well, this could be the year something crazy really does happen, right? A 16 beat a 1.
Mm-hmm.
How about an 11 seed winning the whole thing, huh? The lowest seed to ever win the whole
possible
thing. You know who has that record right now?
The lowest seed to win the whole thing?
Yes.
Who?
Villanova when they beat Georgetown in 85.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Look at that.
Becomes an 8 seed, right?
Dynasty.
Yeah, as an 8 seed. And it was, I don't know how they won that game.
When Villanova won a couple years ago. Were they a 1 seed?
No, I don't think they were a 1. Usually when they're one, they don't have the best of luck.
Yeah. See, this is
there amazing. Is a Chicago tie. Their point guard's Stevenson's very own, Jalen Brunson, Lincolnshire.
Yeah. Hopefully player of the year.
All right.
Loyola, though. I don't know, boy.
You got to love the story.
You
got to
root
awesome.
For them, yeah, right?
And I didn't know that whole 1963 thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I only knew Texas Western, thought that was the first team, but that was a complete team. These guys did it when, before that, like, couple years ahead of them.
And it's amazing. It's amazing thing, too, that you've got these guys who've been playing together for 4 years, essentially, right? And they've got those two guys have been playing together since they were 8.
Custer and Richardson.
Yeah.
They never lose. They won, like, national titles when they were 9 and 10 years old in local AAU stuff. And they keep playing together and they keep winning.
Something to be said about winning. You have that in your blood to be a winner.
Right. Well, isn't that the truth, though? The great athletes all have that. That's why Jay Cutler, that's what the one thing they said about Jay Cutler, was Jay Cutler never won anything going back to peewee football.
Right.
Never won anything.
Right, all the athletic gifts in the world, and yet, I don't know, something about that winning spirit.
Ro, it's so funny you say that because I have this conversation with my son all the time. And whenever there's a spot for a coach to be hired, I always look and say, what has he won?
Mm-hmm.
Not as a head coach, maybe, but has he won? Does he know the process of what it takes to win it all?
It's a good question.
And that's who I want to hire, right? Not
the
new, this guy's sexy, but has he won? Has he won a title somewhere along his career because he knows what it takes to get to that level?
All right, so speaking of winning, I want to ask you a question about what's happened out here at the United Center.
Oh, gee.
You got this deal over here, the new atrium.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so you can walk into the atrium at any time. As a matter of fact, when I was walking in here earlier, there was a guy who came rushing up to me who seemed to be an Asian national of some sort who wanted to see the Michael Jordan statue. Because as you know, basketball is gigantic right in Asia. And he was like, where's the Michael Jordan statue? Where's Michael Jordan? And so I said, we have to go inside. And he was like, no, outside. I go, no, it was inside. They moved it inside. So I walk him around to the door. And you can walk into the atrium, during business hours.
Right, it's public.
Regardless of whether there's a game here or a concert here or anything. It's open, in regular business hours. It's a regular now tourist attraction at the atrium on the east side of the United Center. So he walks in. There's the beautiful statue right there. And I walk, past him and take a picture with he and his family, of his family. Not me. I don't think they get me in Beijing. But they get me. They just don't understand me. I walk past, and after I'm walking through, all of a sudden, I walk past this new thing that is like it's a gigantic bar.
It's got like city street scenes spray painted on the back on the brick wall. It's
right.
Really cool.
And it's got bourbon on tap, and it's got And it's got food. It's got dark matter coffee that everybody is talking about right
yes.
now. That's a big deal. That dark matter coffee is a big thing.
It's good.
And you're telling me that this is like a permanent fixture in here?
Yes, this is, you know, I wanted to talk about it from the very beginning. And now it's finally open. So right now it opens, like you said, business hours. And then, of course, game day, it stays open throughout the game. And, you know, it's a partnership with Dark Matter Coffee and the Heiser Group. We also have food, right, that
yes.
go with the coffee. We have different pastries. And then also the food component was a collaboration with Heisler, and it's a stuffed pizza pocket.
Oh,
but
the best.
We put an Asian street food kind of, you know,
take
on it.
Yeah.
And so the pockets are filled with Szechuan chicken or char siu pork. There's a beef. And then there's a great fried cauliflower vegetarian
option. So
and there's a couple of sides that go along with it as well. And you can get a wonton nacho with any of the toppings.
So you can do like the nacho plate instead of the pizza pocket. And you
right.
put the same stuff on it. I love that idea.
Yeah. And it just gives you a different option. And this is it's awesome. It's something different that we've never really done here before at the United Center. So it's a great little destination.
So people who you know are around the West Loop or they're around this area, whatever it happens to be, or they want to come over and see the Jordan statue,
mm-hmm.
They live in the area, this is a good place. This is a good place to go pick up coffee here at the stadium, essentially. And this, and a great lunch. Craveable.
Yeah, the coffee opens at 10, and food opens at 11 on regular days, and then it closes with the atrium, which I believe is around 6 o'clock.
Wow.
So this is part of the vision of making this more a 24-hour destination, right? That's the vision for the United Center. We're going to be coming here for more.
7 days a week.
Yeah, it's one-stop shopping. I mean,
Seven days a week.
You don't know how many people come to visit that statue. And now if they come hungry, they have an opportunity to get something to eat, and if they're thirsty, something to drink. And like you said with the Bourbon County on tap, we also have some great crafted cocktails. There's a lemon shake-up, a root beer and rye, and a strawberry daiquiri.
The root beer and rye is pretty spectacular.
Yeah,
the root beer and everything is pretty anything is pretty spectacular.
This is amazing. When the atrium opened, I kept thinking, okay, what are they gonna
right?
How is this gonna work? Because I know the idea was to keep it open and have just people coming by regardless of what's happening in the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really working. It's really
totally.
It's something that is actually taking off, which is pretty cool.
And it's not done yet.
Yeah, there's
more surprises.
Can you give us a little hint of something coming up?
Something?
Because
he was in the
Marines. He keeps everything a secret.
I know. You know what? They should hire him as chief of staff.
We're still trying to get the green drink ingredients out of you. It's been like 3 years now.
I can't tell you yet. But it's coming. It's coming.
Okay. Whatever.
When you come back next year, we'll be able to talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he lights up like it's super spectacular, but we just don't get to know.
Yeah, I can't. I'd have to kill you if I told you. All right, so, and I know next week is the home opener for the White Sox. We're all going to be out there. You're going to be out there. And then on Friday of next week, you're going to bring a bunch of the White Sox stuff over for us, the stuff from the Guaranteed Rate Field. They're unveiling all the food on Monday, I think, right?
I think tomorrow's media day, so they'll show some of the new food tomorrow, and then we'll definitely bring by to the studio some food
there was, there's a secret. He was just telling me, and I'm going to be like him now. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Yeah.
He was just telling me about this thing. I got to tell you, I've always said that the experience, growing up a Cubs fan, the experience at the, you know, was that Sox Park when it left being the old Comiskey Park and they built that new one and they finally got it fixed. After they got it fixed, it's as great a fan experience as you're going to get anywhere because the food is great, the stuff for kids is great, the restaurants are really, really good. You know, if you go to the clubs, whatever it happens to be. The stand food there is got, you know, like it is here, you have this amazing option. And every year it changes a little bit, and you add new things. And he's adding something. Again, I can't tell you that.
Well, you know?
It revolutionizes, yes. He told me because I tackled him to the ground.
Wait a minute.
And I was able to get this out of him.
You got
to
tell us.
No, you can't say
no,
that.
No, I can't. I won't say.
I'll bring it Friday.
He's going to bring it next Friday.
Yeah.
I can't believe they're doing this, and it's going to lead. It's either going to be the best idea of all times or the worst idea of all times. I think it's going to be the best.
You like it.
We don't want to hype it too much in case it doesn't work out.
But. What do you mean doesn't work out? Is it food related?
Yeah, it's food related. It's food and drink related.
Food and
together?
Drink related.
That's enough, Chef.
That might be the secret. We can't let that out.
So it's really going to be something.
Excited. I'm intrigued.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a very, very fun summer out there. And let's hope that when we head back here in the fall, we'll be back here one more time before the we're actually going to be out here. Now that I think about it, that Friday that we're talking about, we're back here.
Mm-hmm. The day after.
Oh, okay.
So we'll have to do that here.
We could do it here.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So
that works.
But hopefully, next season. And you got the whole summer of concerts. There's a great shows that have been announced here for the summer. So we got that whole thing going. But then when we come back here,
Labor Cup in September. So that's the tennis version of the Ryder Cup. So last year it was in Prague. Mm-hmm. This year it's going to be at the United Center.
Oh, fun.
And
wow.
It's all
the
top.
Is that why all the big tennis talent were in town recently with the mayor and everything? Oh.
And there's some cool activation they might be doing in the parking lots, maybe practice courts and different things like that. So it's going to be a really cool, unique event.
That will be great.
Yeah, wow.
And the first time in the States it's here.
Yeah.
So that's awesome, too.
Yeah. So we're and indoor tennis is incredibly fun to watch. Actually, any kind of live tennis, it's like hockey. Once you've gone to it, you're like, why haven't I done this before? Mm-hmm. You cannot see the ball when you're live. You can't see it.
You mean when you're watching on television?
Live, it's so fast that it's a blur. You see that it's a ball.
Right.
But you see something.
Right.
But it doesn't look like a ball. It looks like a streak of yellow going through the...
Oh, so that's what I was going to ask. Do you call it yellow or green?
Whatever it is.
Okay.
It's yellow. I think
it's green.
I think it's yellow.
I say yellow.
Thank you, Violetta. Anyway, the point is, it's going so fast.
Depends on the time of the day what color it is.
Right. Oh, and it's loud. The serve is loud.
Uh-huh.
It's like the athleticism. You cannot believe how gifted these people
are. Sure. They have to anticipate where the ball is going to go because there's no way you can follow.
Right.
Well, they're serving it. I mean, even Serena serves it over 100 miles an hour, right?
How about
that? Think about that.
Yeah. Ugh. Even Venus played really well in the desert last week. It is a ton of fun to watch.
And great athletes.
Great athletes.
Players.
And you just can't believe it's thrilling because when they actually return the shot, unlike what I can do in tennis, when they actually return the shot and it goes in, the speed and the athleticism and how fast they're moving between and laterally is just
right.
That'll be
hand-eye coordination
here.
Just through the roof.
People should come out and see that because that'll be and you. There's not a bad seat in the house for indoor tennis.
And while you're here,
and they're modifying the bowl a little bit too. That will be cool.
Yeah,
the make that stadium kind of tennis feel. Yeah. Yeah, so it's going to be a spectacular event.
Like hockey, it's so much better live.
Will the root beer and rye be available during the tennis matches, do you think? Is that going to be open?
That I'll have to double check because there's definitely going to be activation in the atrium.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd have to find out for sure if that spot will be available. I know we're doing there's different levels of packages that you can purchase. So in the atrium, there will be a package where you have food and beverage as part of your experience in the atrium, well as other locations in the building.
Roger Federer is going to make your pizza bowl here with the char-siu pork.
Well, you added all kinds of different names to it.
Yeah, whatever that. What do you call that?
The Asian street concept just went to pizza, burrito.
it looks like pizza, but it's not. It's
pizza. It's pizza dough. It's got
pizza
a little
dough, but it looks like pita.
I think it's throwing you off because it's got a little, dark sesames on it. Maybe that's throwing
you. Why would you do that to me, Chef? Why are you throwing me off like that?
It's delicious. So whatever you're doing is absolutely right. It's
all
just
right.
Perfect.
All right. Chef, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We're
going
to be seeing a lot of you over the next couple of weeks. And what a busy man you are.
Yeah, I'm happy to be that way.
Yeah.
It's working for great people, so it's fun.
I can't wait to hear what you've done new at Guaranteed Rate because that's going to be... again, you never go back. We'll talk about it next week about the hot dog thing, and then what he's chosen to do here is quite interesting, quite controversial.
Oh,
yes,
really.
Now you're really going to have her wondering.
How can you tease us anymore?
It's
we have to wait
a long
week for this.
Week.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.